This is a 6 o'clock Rock Board on X92.9 in studio with us now. I always wonder. I second guess myself when I go to pronounce it. I say Alpha Galates.
That's right. Alpha Galates. Really? Yep.
Oh, good. All right. Phew. It's all that training from when I was a kid in Alpha Getty, Alpha Galates. It's just a natural progression. You're in town for a show tonight at the it's a warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Phew. Got it right. You're from Medicine Hat, and I never really think of that as a breeding ground for music. Are you the biggest band out of Medicine Hat so far, or is there one that I'm not thinking of?
Big Sugar.
Is Big Sugar from Medicine Hat?
Well, Gordy Johnson was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so there you go. So,
Terry Clark.
The country?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot Kaylin of talent Porter. In Medicine Hat, a lot of great musicians.
That goes undiscovered.
Well, a lot of undiscovered, totally.
Nice. Yeah. Tell me about, I know it's kind of a cliche question, but it's an unusual name. Band name. What is it? What's the meaning behind it? Because it's fairly new to you too. You changed the name from the Hollow.
Yeah. Well, it was in a book called Rule by Secrecy, which is like a conspiracy theory book, and it was just a chapter. Like chapter 21 was called Alpha Galates, and it was some secret society. But we're the same as that secret society. We just thought the name was cool. So
yeah,
it's also fun trying to hear people try and pronounce it.
Oh, there you go. Alpha Galates. Hey, it's Alpha Galates, everybody. Please welcome.
Alpha Galates. Alpha Galates. Alpha Gates.
Alpha.
We get them all.
I like Alpha Gettys.
Yeah, me too.
Alpha Gettys. That's good.
Alpha Getty Gobblers.
they should make a custom cans of Alpha Getty.
Yeah.
Like, customized just for the band.
Yeah, totally.
This is interesting. The song Standing, you did your first video for it.
Yeah.
And went with the theme of They Live, the classic, if you will, John Carpenter film of the same name with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Why that choice?
I just love John Carpenter movies, and I always loved the fight scene in that movie. I just thought it was the greatest fight scene ever, but just that scene just always stuck with me, and I guess nobody had ripped it off yet. So
nice.
It was either that or The Thing. I wanted to do an homage to The Thing, but
yeah, but
it's more expensive.
Yeah.
I did actually sidetrack here for a second, but years ago when I was in Toronto, I did an on-set interview with Rowdy Roddy for that
really?
that movie. He was,
no
he was
kidding.
A total character. It was awesome. But it was kind of fun making the video.
Oh,
totally.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, it was cool too making the treatment, because at first I showed everybody like the idea for this movie, and they're like, "What? You want Rowdy Roddy Piper?" I'm like, "No, not the not that. Just the glasses and the." And the director, Margaret Mellon Drucolo, she did a great job. Like,
yeah, she's
awesome. Really...
Nice. Tell me about the in terms of the band, the writing process. Who does the writing? Is it a collaborative thing, or one person does this, one person does that?
It's sort of the main three. Like, I'm the main writer, and then she writes her own parts, and Todd writes his own parts. It's mainly Todd and myself, and it's kind of opened up lately.
Yeah.
Like, Rowan has been writing more, and so I guess I'm the main writer, but we all try to put our two cents in.
Yeah. And on tour now, how has the tour been so far? Any interesting stories from the road?
We saw an alien.
A what?
Yeah, we were driving down, what street were we on? Or what road? We was in Lethbridge, was it not? Or just coming into Lethbridge, we're driving down. We've all been looking, because we hear all these crazy stories about a lot of sightings lately. So we've all been on, like, UFO watch. And I swear, it was 2 days ago, we were looking up, and we see this thing hovering. Like, it comes up above the van, stops there for a minute, and I saw it, showed him, and then, like, 2 seconds later, it flew off. I swear to God, we saw an alien.
Okay, and I'm one of those guys, I'm, like, so, like, I want to see an alien. I used to, like, I would love to, like, have that experience. So there's no, but just to clarify, no alcohol, no.
No, man, we were driving.
Up,
no, we were driving.
I don't know if I'd believe her on that one. Maybe.
No, I did. I swear,
cool,
I saw an alien.
I've read the stories. All right.
We had a sweet hot tub and a water slide hotel last night.
Oh, that's awesome. Where
yeah,
it
was fun.
In Lethbridge.
Oh, Lethbridge.
We went to the hotel and
did you use it, though? Did you use the water slide?
Oh, yeah. I had to get up early, though.
Because, they only opened for a certain amount of time. Awesome. Alpha Galates playing tonight at the warehouse, and the album is out now. Beautiful cover. Very artsy.
There's a deluxe version, too.
And the deluxe version, how does it differ from the regular version?
It's got a DVD in it that has 5.1 mixes. It's got a video on it.
Nice.
And three bonus tracks, and it comes in a beautiful... decorative tin.
Nice.
What did you say?
Decorative
embossed.
Tin.
Embossed. Silver tin.
I like decorative. It's more visual. Awesome. It's called Stimulus for Reason, and we are going to play... what song are we going to play? Why don't we play Standing? How about
Standing,
that?
Okay.
It's on X929.
Thanks.
Awesome. Good job, guys.